The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 11 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Ivan the Jacqueline. Here are today's headlines. It's Ottawa versus Quebec over endangered caribous. Could Easter celebrations cause a COVID outbreak? And the Big C season has begun. The measures to protect the caribou are not sufficient to preserve the endangered species in Quebec, and Ottawa has threatened to send a decree to the provincial government if nothing changes. Valérie Bayeur has the story.
After months of unsuccessful negotiations with Quebec, an ultimatum was sent to the Minister of Forests, Wildlife and Parks regarding the lack of protections towards caribou. Canada's Environment Minister gave Pierre Dufault a deadline to send him all the information concerning the measures, and the lack of effort from the government is getting some reactions from the Parti Québécois environment critic Sylvain Goudreau.
Parce que depuis 4 ans,
for 4 years now, Pierre Dufault and the CEQ are leaving the caribou situation to rot. The first person responsible for what is happening is the Quebec government. This safety net decree has never been used before in Canada, which, if in effect, could mean new imposed protections on thousands of square kilometers of forest by the federal government. The potential use of this decree makes perfect sense, according to political analyst Robert Frank.
Given that the current stance of the Quebec government is leaning toward protecting the province's forestry industry at the expense of its caribou herds,
François Legault's government will not be able to challenge a possible intervention from the federal government, according to experts, but will not concede without a fight. From Concordia News, I'm Valérie Bayard.
The Laval Transportation Service will be heavily disturbed today for the third day in a row. Drivers are on strike, and in the last 2 days, 300 journeys have been cancelled, leaving 4,000 users without public transport. The STL claims the strike is illegal, saying they have offered the drivers' union to solve the dispute through an arbitrator back in February, to which the union has refused. The STL accused the union of taking customers in hostage. Great news for Montrealers today. Big C Montreal, the public bicycle serving system, is opening up for the summer. Big C stations can again offer an efficient way for residents to get around the island. Big C stations have been getting filled with bikes recently, and more especially new electrical bikes. Adrian Gartner is actually at the Big C station right now. Adrian, Big C's are just getting more and more popular.
Yes, I'm currently standing in front of the Concordia University Big C station right now. The bikes don't seem to have arrived just yet, but I can tell you students are waiting for their arrival, even the ones that don't necessarily use them.
People can keep up with you and you can have more fun, you know? You can ride around, you can have people pull you around. I mean, of course, I'm a skateboarder, so I'm very opinionated on it, but yeah, man, it's fun.
Adrian, there are a lot of reasons to support the use of Big C's.
They are indeed. The use of Big C should be supported for many reasons, from health reasons to environmental reasons. Johan Elsner from Santé Urbanité explained it briefly.
First of all, you know, when you go with an electric bike, you don't emit any air pollutant, PM 2.5, like ozone, like nitrogen dioxide, and these pollutants are very harmful for the health of the population.
And I hear Big C is predicting a very good year for ridership.
It is, it is. The company had an outstanding record-breaking last year with a usage of more than three times the amount that they had during 2020. And on top of that, Big C memberships also increased heavily with another record-breaking 7 people out of 10 increase in the membership numbers.
Thank you, Adrian. A tragic accident happened at 7:30 this morning in Longueuil as a young woman died after getting hit by a bus. This sad event happened at the crossing of Roland-Thierrin and Chemin du Tremblay in the South Shore, right in front of the courthouse. Police asked to avoid that sector and an investigation has been opened. With the official announcement of a sixth wave in Quebec, cases and hospitalizations are high. Last year, gatherings were not allowed over Easter. Even at Christmas, gatherings were limited. Despite the numbers, family can freely gather over this long weekend. There is a worry this will worsen the COVID-19 situation in the province. Esme Bale has the story.
Currently, there is a limited number of health measures in the province regarding the COVID-19 pandemic.
While the mask mandate was extended till the end of April, businesses can now function at full capacity. There is no limit on the amount of people that can gather. Even if public health measures are more relaxed, Dr. Michael Callan suggests that Quebecers should still be concerned about the virus over this long weekend.
We're seeing more cases being reported, a higher positivity rate, more admissions, more ICU admissions, and unfortunately more deaths. So it is a cause of concern.
He advises being careful before gathering with vulnerable family members. Most importantly, he recommends that if you do not feel well, stay home.
If you go and you're indoors, it is preferable to wear a mask and to take precautions.
Dr. Callan urges Quebecers to get up to date with their boosters. Parti Québécois leader Joël Arsenault is worried that the CAQ government is avoiding addressing the pandemic.
You know, why is the vaccination rate not getting better? Why are PCR tests not being given to a larger portion of the population? Why isn't the government saying, well, what Dr. Boileau is saying is serious and we should, you know, make sure that we test ourselves?
In his opinion, Premier François Legault has drastically changed his involvement.
What's deplorable is that Premier Legault went from an extreme to another. He was controlling everything, every single aspect of our life as Quebecers for months on end.
There will be a press conference about the state of the pandemic in Quebec by Dr. Boileau at 1 p.m. For Concordia News, I'm Esme Bale.
And just like that, Esme bailed. Back to Longueuil with better news. Yesterday, local police in collaboration with Sûreté du Québec and the SPVM has successfully taken down a major drug ring with a series of seizures and arrests across the Montreal agglomeration. During the operation, which goes by the name Mammoth Project, 8 arrests were made and tens of thousands of methamphetamine tablets were seized, as well as 75,000 doses worth of GHB, a drug infamously known as the rape drug. The suspects were aged between 22 and 55. They were questioned by Longueuil police later in the day and they faced charges for drug trafficking, possession of narcotics, and conspiracy. In sports today, looking forward to the NBA playoffs, the Blue Jays lose to the Yankees, and another NHLer hit the magical 50-goal mark. Gabriela Villarreal has all sports news.
It's Chris Kreider! It's number 50!
Playing for the New York Rangers, Chris Kreider celebrated scoring his 50th goal Tuesday night. The goal came as the Rangers faced off against the Carolina Hurricanes. Despite losing 4-2, Kreider became the fourth player in the team's history to reach the happy milestone. This is his 10th season in the NHL, and it's looking like he might just be set to break the Rangers' all-time single-season record of 54 goals, which is currently held by Jaromir Jagr for the 2006 season.
Skinner shoots, scores! What a feed, and Skinner's made it 3-1 Buffalo!
That edge of your seat clip was courtesy of the CBC. In other eventful hockey news, the Buffalo Sabres downed the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-2. The game was no other than Owen Power's NHL debut. The Sabres defenseman signed his entry-level contract just last week, saying goodbye to his college team, the Michigan Wolverines. The newly turned pro was hard to miss on the ice, towering at 6'6". At just 19 years old, Power was notably the number one pick at the 2021 draft. Many expect his newly launched career may bring good tidings for the Buffalo Sabres.
And the ball is gone! Just over his leap, and it's a two-run home.
In the world of baseball, the New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-0. New York got off to an uplifting start, scoring first for the first time in 5 games this season. Yankee center field Aaron Hicks was on a roll, hitting a go-ahead two-run homer and making a jumping catch in what was his first left field start in 4 years. For someone outside his center field element, Hicks sure helped the Yankees to victory. But it certainly wasn't a glorious night to be a Blue Jays starter, though. Still, Yusui Kikuchi made his debut with the Jays at Yankee Stadium. It's still very early in the season, though, so not all may be lost for Blue Jay fans. Tonight's game may yet prove a comeback for the Jays. Finally, for sports, NBA playoffs are starting Friday. The Raptors will be going up against the numerically named 76ers in the first round. And tonight, stay tuned for the Habs against Columbus Blue Jackets. And that's your daily dose of sports for today.
Thank you, Gabriela.
somebody has fallen, a arena worker has fallen at the other end, and you can see right now, I'm not sure if she fainted or fell.
Well, actually, neither one or the other. The woman that disturbed yesterday's NBA game was in fact trying to glue herself to the court before being quickly taken away by security. The game opposed the Clippers to the Timberwolves at the Target Center in Minnesota, and the incident was claimed by an animal rights group called Direct Action Everywhere, who say the activist provoked the scene to protest the business doings of the Wolves owner Glenn Taylor, who they accuse of wrongly killing chickens in his Iowa farm. A grand gesture for the survival of chickens everywhere, which spread confusions in the stadium as no one really knew why a woman had her hand glued to the hardwood. Brace yourselves for 2 days straight of heavy rain. You'll be rewarded with a warm and sunny Friday with a forecast high of 16 degrees. Freshen up the beer and get your Bixi Pass. It's time to head back to the park before temperatures drop again next week. That's your news to 11:26. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Ivan Bajak.